So the question was asked in chinuch, when educating a child, how do you answer certain questions? we'll take one. Why do we keep Shabbos? So I think that it's very good to tell a child, you know, Hashem created the world in 7 days, and He rested on the seventh day. We also rest. You know that we were once working in Mitzrayim, and now we don't work, so we take a day. We don't do things like they did in Mitzrayim. We don't make a fire. We don't cook. We don't bake. You see, this is like that. So that's a question which has a lot of depth to the answer, and you've simplified it to a level that even a five-year-old understands. I'm quoting that as a question that I dealt with my children last Shabbos. This past Shabbos, that was the discussion. I'm oversimplifying their questions too, but in a nutshell, that was the discussion. So then a child asks, why doesn't everyone keep Shabbos? So you have to explain to him, well, there are people who are Jews who were educated in Judaism, and it's always important to explain to the child that there are people who were not as fortunate as you. Their Abba and Ima or their teachers did not know to teach them that these are the mitzvos. And I think it's important to present it that way. You're lucky, you know, and they unfortunately don't know. So then my son says, why do you call them people who unfortunately don't know? Why don't you just call them chiloinim? So I said, I think that there's an element, and this is already an answer to a seven-year-old. I said, I think there's an element of derogatory tone when you use the term chiloinim for these people. And he starts blushing a little, and I say, well, I think that it's very easy for us to take credit for the fact that we keep Shabbos and look at them and say, ha, they don't keep Shabbos. But I think that's really a lie. The main reason you're keeping Shabbos is because I taught you to keep Shabbos and I sent you to a school that teaches you to keep Shabbos. Their parents didn't do that for them. So what's the difference between you and them? You happen to be born to be my son. I happen to be born to be my father's son. Can we take so much credit for it? On the contrary, we feel bad for them. So I don't like using a term that's derogatory towards them. I said, I don't mind if you tell me the term's not derogatory and you don't mean it derogatorily. But I'm not so sure that that's true. So he smiles and doesn't answer me. He admits, you know, he does. Okay, fine. Then comes the question, okay, why did Hashem create some people Jewish and some people not Jewish? So here I think it's important to share with the child a few things. Number one, there's a place to ask me this question. Don't ask me this question when we're standing at a crowded bus terminal and there are Jewish people and not Jewish people, right? Okay, he has to have a certain sensitivity. Number two, I'm going to try to answer on one level, but I want you to come back to me when you grow older because it's a good question which deserves a better answer. But at this stage, this is the answer I can give you. You'll grow older, you'll be able to understand other things, and we'll explain it better. But for right now, we have to understand that different people have different responsibilities in the world. And Hashem created some people with the responsibility to do certain things. So those are the people who are not Jewish. They don't have the responsibility and they also won't get the rewards for doing all of the mitzvahs that we get. We have a different responsibility. Just like in the class, you have the Rebbe. His job is to lead the students. So too in the world, Hashem created a group of people that their job...
It's on purpose, not responsibility.
Okay. Right, right. But why is that so important, the different word? Well, don't they go hand in hand? If you have a different purpose, you have different responsibilities? No? I'm just wondering what's bothering you. I'm not sure what you mean to say. Meaning, I don't see the big difference between what you're saying and what I'm saying. I don't like saying the purpose because then I'm scared that they could be viewed as... as being much less. And I purposely didn't use the word purpose because... I'm scared that in his mind, instead of valuing the Mishnah says, "Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem," how God values every human being because he's a human being, he'll start thinking, they just have that purpose. They only have the seven Noahide laws. Whereas I'd rather he realize Hashem loves humanity. Hashem created humanity with certain responsibilities and call it a purpose. I'm just scared that with the word purpose, then there's it's much more prone to that understanding. They don't have so much of a purpose. I have a big purpose. I have 613 mitzvot. So that's why I prefer to use the word responsibility.
I think that way, because I don't know about them, but when you think about us, if you say I have a responsibility, but I think that it's not a responsibility, I think it's a purpose to help the world, to spread the... so it is a way I see it as a purpose. It's the Jewish... They don't have to only what the purpose of the in the of the Jew is to help the world.
Fine, I don't disagree with you. I'm saying, so that's part of what you have to gauge with each child, what you want to give them. I think I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, it's something you have to think about, how the kids can understand it. I prefer responsibility because I want them also to understand that it's a job. Meaning at his stage of the game, it's more easy to start thinking, I'm the Jew. Look at me. I don't want that. I want him to think, I'm the Jew, I have a responsibility to the world. He should view it as a responsibility. He knows that he has Shabbos and they don't. He loves Shabbos and they don't have it. He loves all the benefits of the Yomim Tovim and everything else. He's not at a stage where being Jewish is a burden to him. He's at a stage where being Jewish is the most fun in the world. It's the norm of the world. So I don't have to contend at his age with the burden and therefore explain the purpose. I have to be careful that it doesn't become something where he looks down at others. So I want him to feel the responsibility to others. So that's why that's the way I represent it to him at his age. I'm saying, but again, I think, you know, each age and each child deserves their answer. I don't think, you know, we both agree that what we're both saying is right. So it's just a question of what to tell the child. Yeah?
If Shabbat is connected with the creation of the world, the creation of the world is something that